This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Hey there, folks. This is Tori from MediaBoxRadio.com. From Australia, by the way. And when I'm not racing kangaroos and wrestling crocs, I'm listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. Later.
On November 17th through the 19th, thousands will converge at the gates of Fort Benning in Georgia to say no to murder, torture, and state-sponsored terrorism in our names, and to close the School of the Americas. The SOA, renamed Western Hemispheric Institute for Security Cooperation, is a U.S. military training school for Latin American soldiers. Some of its graduates are notorious human rights abusers and former dictators, whose graduates continue to be cited for human rights atrocities throughout Latin America. Join with human rights defenders, social movement activists, and torture survivors from around the world and work toward a culture of justice and peace. Together, we can shut down the SOA and put an end to the racist system of violence and domination. For more information, contact SOA Watch at soaw.org or call 202-234-3440.
The English Beat with Mirror in the Bathroom. I don't know how I made it through all my love of the 80s without discovering the English Beat. Thank you to Coin and Ian's Brendan and Sarah for letting me raid their CD collection. And so I got a bunch of stuff that I should have had already. Oh, how my music collection grows. So yeah, that's English Beat, Mirror in the Bathroom, which was featured at the Halloween party I DJ'd here at Koinonia Farm in Americus, Georgia. You're listening to Mikey Pot. This is episode number 73. I sound very middle-of-the-road radio announcer today. You're listening to Mikey Pot. And you can email me at mikeypot@gmail.com. You can send voicemail 206-339-6682. Or those are the things you can do, really. Or you can leave a comment on the site, of course, at mikeypod.com. Did I say that already? I may have. At the very beginning of the show, you heard from Tori of Idiot Box Radio. Aren't Australian accents kind of hot? I don't know. Is that racist? So today I'm going to be talking a little bit about the School of the Americas, which has been renamed WHINSEC. In everything I downloaded and printed, I don't have what that stands for anywhere here, I don't think. Oh, here it is. The Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation. So these are the times that I feel a little bit, I don't know. I don't even want to go into that. This is one of the times that I'm learning how to do more sort of educating in the ways that work for me, hoping it'll work for you. The reason that this has come up for me is that here at Koinonia, I don't know that I can say Koinonia supports this cause, but I do know that they support the people that support the cause, and 200 of them are going to be staying here over the weekend, and including the puppetistas who I've mentioned, who I'm looking forward to meeting and hopefully getting on the podcast too. This is going to be a crazy week. I think I'm going to have some material for a lot. Because in addition to the SOA vigil, I think they're calling it a vigil, of like 20,000 people, if I'm remembering correctly from what I've read online. That's how many people are expected. That could be totally off, and I'll tell you if it is. So the deal with the SOA is this coming weekend. I'll be there on Saturday and Sunday, and on Thursday and Friday, I'm going to Oglethorpe University in Atlanta. Yeah. Yep, in Atlanta for a conference on the death penalty. And the keynote speaker is going to be Sister Helen Prejean, who I'm hoping to get an interview with. Actually, Yeast Radio Madge announced all of this because I emailed her asking her to. And so you guys, you may have heard it from her first. That's why I need to podcast. Why am I'm doing too much underscoring babble. Hush. Okay. So that'll be exciting. So the really cool thing about this week is this is like my fantasy week of if I were to be able to have a life of podcasting and living in community, if that's how it works, that's what I would want to do. Because I'll be working the first part of the week doing products and stuff. Thursday afternoon, I go with Bren Dubé, who's the director here, to the Open Door Community in Atlanta, which is a Catholic worker house. And that has really been something of interest to me ever since I talked to Kathy Kelly way back. Have you been listening that long? She mentioned Catholic worker houses, and I'd never heard of them. And a lot of that conversation with her is probably how I wound up here. I mean, that sort of started planting the seeds of what all this community stuff is about. So we'll be staying at the Open Door Community in Atlanta, and I met some of those people at the prison and jail walk. I feel like such an activist today. Back at the prison and jail walk in September when I first got here, there were some Open Door people there. So we'll be staying there Thursday night. We're attending this conference on Thursday and Friday, and there's a pretty good chance, I think, that I'll get to talk to Sister Helen Prejean. I think I'm pronouncing her name right. I'll learn that before I meet her. She wrote Dead Men Walking, and she was the, if you saw the movie, which I haven't, I'm hoping to see it this week. Maybe even read her book. That'd be good, right? Before I get to talk to her, if I do. So I'm going in circles. There's so much. This is really exciting to me. So, yeah. So there's that. So Thursday and Friday, Atlanta. I come back here for Saturday and Sunday. Staying here at Koinonia, of course, because I'll be here till at least January. And it's going to be the SOA vigil, rally, etc. David Rovics will be out there, who I'm going to play a song from him later. I'm rambling. Here's what I've got for you about the School of Americas. And I'm trying to keep it concise because that's how I learn best. So maybe that's the same for you. So I've got facts for you today. And this is directly from the SOA website. And here's just a definition of what the SOA is. What is the School of the Americas? The SOA is a combat training school for Latin American security personnel. Its graduates are continually implicated in human rights violations against civilian populations across Latin America. In 1996, the Pentagon was forced to release training manuals used at the school that advocated the use of torture, extortion, and execution. So that means, I'm backing up here, we are paying for this, right? The United States? It's the school that's teaching torture, extortion, and execution in military use. The SOA was founded in 1946, and since its opening, has trained more than 60,000 Latin American soldiers and police in courses ranging from commando tactics to military intelligence, psychological operations, and counterinsurgency welfare. In December 2000, Congress authorized the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation, or WHIN-SEC, to replace the SOA. So it's the same thing. They renamed it in this thing that supposedly... It sounds scarier to me, the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation. The renaming of the school was widely viewed as an attempt to diffuse public criticism and to disassociate the school from its reputation. The underlying purpose of the school remains the same, to control the economic and political systems of Latin America by training and influencing Latin American militaries. The SOA is part of a corporate hijacked foreign policy that's making us a lot of enemies. If we want lasting peace and security, we need a foreign policy that reflects our values of justice, democracy, and dignity. Those are our values, right? They are. We don't act like it very much. So I've got a couple of, also from the website, here are four things. In April 2002, two SOA graduates, Army Commander-in-Chief Efren Vasquez and General Ramirez Poveda, helped lead a failed coup in Venezuela. Additionally, Otto Reich, who sat on the renamed school's board of visitors, met with the generals in the months preceding the coup. During the coup, Reich advised business leader Pedro Carmona, who seized the presidency. In June, Colombian police arrested SOA grad John Freddy Jimenez for the murder of Archbishop Isaias Duarte in March. Okay, there's one. In February of 2005, eight civilians were massacred in San Jose Peace Community in Apartado, Colombia. Pardon my pronunciations, guys. Eyewitnesses report that members of the 17th Brigade of the Colombian military were occupying the areas at the time of the gruesome murders. The brigade is commanded by an SOA grad, General Hector Jaime something Rincon. In January 2000, SOA graduate and former head of Guatemala's notorious D2 intelligence unit, Colonel Lima Estrada, was arrested for the brutal murder of human rights champion Bishop Juan Herardi on April 26, 1998. Here's where my weakness is and where I like to call on help from other people. Bicycle Mark is someone who is so good at thinking. That sounds so basic, but for me, it doesn't come so easy with this political stuff. That makes it sound, that really minimizes it. It's not what I intended. Anyway, but Mr. Bicycle Mark was quite, jeez, I need to stop pretending. Okay, I'm moving things around on my desktop now, and I'm going to, I've got something here from Bicycle Mark. It's an Activism 101, which we haven't had in a long time, and I'm really pleased. So here's some Bicycle Mark for you, and I'll be right back.
¿Qué cantan los poetas andaluces de ahora? ¿Qué miran los poetas andaluces de ahora? ¿Qué sienten?
Hello, Mikey Pod and Mikey Pod listeners. This is Bicycle Mark with another edition of Activism 101. And since it's November and since you're doing a program on the School of the Americas, of course now it's renamed something else, something fancier, but in the end, it is still the School of the Americas and we remember all the graduates and all the horrors that they committed. Well, it's 1 year ago, in fact, that 20,000 people went down to Fort Benning, as I guess you will this year, perhaps, and they showed their dissent. They protested. They exercised their distaste with what that school has done, and they reminded the country about the horrors that still take place. And one person I remember in particular is a sister by the name of Lil Mattingly, who during the demonstration was taken into custody and faced trial. The trial she was accused of, during the trial she was accused of having trespassed and other assorted crimes related to being at the demonstration. 63 years old, Mattingly stood up in court and talked about having lived in Bolivia as a nun, as a missionary, and she had lived under the dictatorship of Hugo Benzer. Benzer was a graduate of the School of the Americas, and he was a terrible dictator, killed many people. And in court, Mattingly talked about her friends and the people she knew that had been murdered, that had disappeared, that had been raped, that had been tortured. She was given 6 months jail sentence by the judge, and she still, in her final statement, stood up and talked about what was going on in Iraq and how there were similar tactics being adopted by the CIA and by the U.S. military, just as they were adopted in Nicaragua, again, with the help of graduates of the School of the Americas. And so, 1 year on, here we are, November 2006. Surely there'll be many people out there at Fort Benning again, and surely there's still much cause in the world that requires that we remember that what the School of the Americas does, no matter how they decorate it, is still a questionable thing, it's still a shameful thing, and it has still caused many, many deaths and very much suffering in the world. Well, this has been another Activism 101, remembering Sister Lil Mattingly. I hope that wherever you are today on this, the anniversary, that you're, well, somewhere interesting and learning a lot and perhaps taking part in that demonstration. As usual, you can find me at bicyclemark.org. Speak to you next time.
Thank you, Mark. And you know what? I need to stop with the I won't, you know, beating the crap out of myself. That's stupid. So I will continue to do what my strengths are. And one of those is to tell you about my experiences. Last month, I went to Columbus, which is where Fort Benning is and where all of this is going to be this coming weekend, with four Quinanians and the daughter of two of them. It was Brendan, Sarah, Jay, and Anne, and Ida, who is Brendan and Sarah's daughter. We were sitting at this coffee shop outside talking, and this like siren goes off from the, I guess it's a military base, and it was so chilling, like to just suddenly. I think that a lot, the way I personally cope a lot with the fact that we are a warring country, a war hungry country in a lot of ways, it seems, is that I just don't think about that. But it was one of those moments that I was doing one of the things that I love to do. You know, it was a beautiful day, etc. And then all of a sudden, by the way, here's a siren that we're testing just in case. Scary. So that's where I'll be returning this coming weekend for the SOA. And did I say thank you, Mark, for that Activism 101? I'm so grateful when you're able to contribute that stuff. So I wanted to play, David Rovix will be playing, and he's been on my show before. And he's someone who I think, I don't want to be name droppy because he's a superstar and all. He's like a superstar. But I consider him at least an acquaintance, a good acquaintance. We had coffee one day in Houston, etc. And I was going to play one of his songs about the SOA, but I've never played this one song of his that I love. It's called Janine. And for me, I think it really captures what the whole cycle of violence is about in the country, in the world. It tells a story of, why don't you listen? I heard him do this live in this little concert in Houston in a bookstore called Sedition Books. And it's just a wonderful song. Check it out.
Child, what will you remember when you recall your 16th year? The horrid sound of helicopter gunships, as they drew near, as the world went about its business, and I burned another tank of gasoline, Dow Jones lost a couple points that day. did they even give your parents warning before they blew the windows out with shells? While you hid inside the high school basement amidst the ringing of church bells, as you watched your teacher crumple by the doorway, and in England they were toasting to the Queen, you were so far from the thoughts of so many huddled in the city of Janine. Were you thinking of the taunting of the soldiers, or of the shit they smeared upon the walls? Were you thinking of your cousin after torture, shopping malls? When the fat men in their mansions say that you don't want peace, did you wonder what they mean as you sat amidst the stench inside the darkness in the shattered city of Janine? Went through your mind on that day at the sight of your mother's vacant eyes as she lay still among the rubble beneath the blue Middle Eastern skies, as you stood upon this bulldozed building beside the settlements and their hills so green, as your tears gave way to grim determination amidst the ruins of the city of Janine? And why should anybody wonder as you stepped on across the green line, and you reached inside your jacket for the cord? Were you thinking of your neighbor's buried bodies as you made the stage for this scene, as you set off the explosives that were strapped around your waist? Were you thinking of the city of Janine?
That was David Rovics with Janine. I love that song so much because it's damn good to begin with. And it just really, like, all of our war on terrorism stuff and all of that. I mean, do people think that just someone decided, I'm going to be a terrorist, and what, for absolutely no reason, because I hate America? Like, do they not really, like, you have to think the whole thing through. And just hearing that story, I don't know if it's, I mean, I'm sure there's, if it's not a true story, I'm sure there are plenty of stories that are close enough to it that it's true enough. So I love that song. And I'm hoping to run into David. I'm sure that I will. I think all the music happens on Saturday. God, that song is so good. And I heard him do it. It was such an intimate situation. There were probably maybe 15 people at this concert, and we were in this small little bookstore all sort of gathered around him in a semicircle. There are pictures of it. If you go to my Flickr, I don't think I even have a link to the Flickr account on my sidebar of the blog, but I'll put one there today. And so you can see pictures from that. And also a bunch of dumpster diving pictures I just put up. I love that Madge, when she was talking about it, said something about how I was eating out of dumpsters. I guess I really am. But when you see the pictures of the food from the dumpsters, you'll realize that it's really not that bad. So that's what I got. I need to thank Jake in Brooklyn, who I've mentioned many times before, and I got to meet the last time I was in Brooklyn for a donation. So really, I'm about halfway to where I would need to be to buy the recorder I want to buy, which is about $400. So if you feel like throwing some money my way, that'd be great. It'd be a great way to support the show. This is so weird because I'm considering staying here at Koinonia. There's a lot more to that I don't feel like I want to talk about yet because I've just sort of thrown the idea at the people here. And I don't even know that it's something they would go for. And I don't really still know if it's something that I would go for because I go back and forth about this. And I don't know. I've talked about my roommate situation. See how I get soft because I'm in the duplex. And really, it's been like I love this place a lot, and I love the people here. Like this morning, we had the coffee house. There's a coffee house here, and the electricity was shot. And the maintenance people, who also do maintenance for the two villages on either side, I think I've laid all that out for you guys. And I'm hoping to get Millard Fuller on the show soon. I emailed him this week. He founded Habitat for Humanity, and all of that started here. And now he's with the Fuller Center. But I want to get someone on here who can talk about the history of the housing that's on either side of this place, because it's really fascinating. And I don't know enough about it to go into it right now. And the show is we're nearing 30 minutes, so that needs to be a whole show, I think. Where was I going with all of that? Oh. Talking about the possibility of staying here. This is my dream week. I said that already. And if I could have a life like this, it would rock. Minus the roommate situation. And I think this is a fluke. I hate, in a way, I really, when I say that, I think that it's hard to comment about this stuff because this is a personal thing with me. Mostly. But if there's one thing that would keep me from staying here, it's how miserable it has been with this particular roommate, and the fear that I could be in a similar situation. I think I'll leave it at that. But I'll be able to say more about all of that later once I talk to the powers that be. But it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting if I wind up staying here, or it'll still be interesting if I wind up in Brooklyn. It's such a strange time. So this is the cliffhanger of this week's podcast. Where is he going to go in January? Will he decide to be poor and socially active and grow in awareness and learn to cover more events and have the ability to? Or will he move to Brooklyn and that's like door number two because I have no idea what would happen. Anyway, thanks for listening, you guys. And there's one other thing I need to tell you. There's a DVD that's being sent to me. Oh, dang it. I'll have to tell you about it later. I think it's Other Voices TV. And they've been kind enough to send me the DVD because I was unable to download this interview with two of the people from SOA Watch. So that should hopefully get to me Monday or Tuesday. And I'm going to put one more SOA show together before the weekend if I possibly can. Because if the DVD even comes on Tuesday, I should still be able to get something together and put up. But I leave here Thursday afternoon to go to Atlanta, and then I won't be back until the SOA weekend. So anyway, it may be a strange thing. I'm trying to get back on track with doing a show a week at least. But I'm going to do another SOA show before the weekend. Then it's going to be all bets are off because it's going to be a crazy 4 days. So I probably won't put another podcast. Till Monday or Tuesday. So I think that'll be okay. And hopefully I'll have enough material from the SOA Watch to get some podcasts out more than once a week. But we'll see what happens. So because uploading is such a nightmare. So anyway, thanks again to Jake. Thanks to the Other Voices TV for sending me that DVD. And I'll give you links to all of that stuff on the blog at MikeyPod.com. I don't have a closing song today. Oh, you know what? I'll play Lisa Germano because she has a new album and I love it. I can't remember the name of the song that I want to play, but here it is.
Stirring of dreams around. wait too long. You need a fire. It's all gone wrong. He gave it up. He hit the dust. And now your heart is made of rust. You took a plant and put it there. And hope and